Christmas lights can be highly competitive during the holiday season. One of the nation's notable family displays, created and shown by Bruce and Vicki Latchford, is situated in Callio, Missouri, right off Highway 36. The Latchfords are seasoned veterans in Christmas lighting and told us how this tradition began.
I wanted a nativity set for a Christmas gift one year. So my husband and the daughters got together and got me a nativity set that sits outside lit up. That's how it started.
From a nativity scene, it has now grown to a full 5-acre display. Bruce explains what the whole display entails.
We have it's a walk-through display if you want to see it all. There's so much stuff that we build on our own, and like the merry-go-rounds, Ferris wheels, they're hand-built, you know, they're not store-bought or nothing. And then there's several pieces that we call them like the wooden boxes that the kids can go up and turn a crank on and actually see them moving or doing something in that box, you know, where they can interactive with it.
The project gained national notoriety when it was on the 5th season of The Great Christmas Light Fight, a reality TV show broadcast on ABC.
Yeah,
Light Fight.
Three years ago, Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC TV. Yeah, we watched that. Yes, we was on there. We didn't win nothing, but so it was quite the ordeal to see what goes into making a TV program. 40 hours of footage and 7 or 8 minutes of cover, you know, that we was on, you know.
As impressive as it is, the Latchfords don't do it all alone. They have partnered with the local American Legion, and their neighbor lends a hand as well.
They helped me put it up and take it down. So because it takes a lot of help, you know, and things. And like I say, one of my biggest helpers is my neighbor right here, Calvin Vose. And I use his yard too. So because we can't hold everything in ours. So we use his yard and he helps.
Bruce said it takes months to prepare and set up.
We started September the 18th this year, setting it up. And that was my big day. That's when I bring the semi-trailers in and we unload them and get the big stuff unloaded. And then from then on, like on a weekend, we'll have the daughters and they'll come up and help us. And then, but like I say, most of the time it's me and Vicki and Calvin, the neighbor across the road, you know, working on it.
They are always innovating and finding ways to add more to the display. This year, children's rides will be available.
We got 3 kid rides, 3 old coin-operated children's rides. So one.
But they won't use the coins to ride.
Yeah, and the coins, but we took the coin boxes out of them, so they'll still just be, there'll be a foot pedal that the parent can step on while the kid's riding, and then when they want the kid to get off, they'll let their step off of it.
The event is free, and the display is open from 5 to 10 daily. The Latchfords have a Facebook page for anyone interested in more info. More info and the rest of the story can be found on our website, kmzu.com. For KMZU, I'm Nick Sadowski.